This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. Now, I just happen to be a very suspicious person, of course, but that's me. So anyway, welcome to the show. Just more things happening today than there were yesterday and the day before. It's just like this mountain of information. It's a tidal wave of information that's going to be coming at you. And as you know, we love the tidal wave circumstances, if you know what I mean. So anyway, welcome to the show. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. Our sister website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, we'll get you all the news and information, including a copy of Grievance 18. Today is Grievance Tuesday. This is the day, every Tuesday for 40 weeks, 40 grievances will be read in regards to, well, the state of California and why New California should be formed from the state of California, following the Constitution. By the way, we're doing everything by the book legally to form a new state. I mean, none of this other stuff going on. The tomfoolery that goes on in California, right? I know everybody says, oh, it's just craziness. Well, that's sort of just what you get sometimes. That really, truly is what you get sometimes when you try and form new states. I mean, especially with people that are ignorant about the Constitution. When you're ignorant about the Constitution, such as President Barack Hussein Obama, because, you know, he says it's an imperfect document, so therefore it's up to interpretation by him, the dictator, kind of like Jerry Brown. Very ignorant about the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, how this whole thing works, freedom, liberty, forming a more perfect human union, things like that. This just kind of, this is my own opinion. These people were enormously ignorant. And of course, now it's playing upon them badly, their ignorance of the Constitution. Anyway, That's just my opinion. So we are doing it legally, and we're reading grievance number 18 today. Oh, boy. We only have 22 more left, right? Well, I don't know. There's talk of going to, are you ready for this, 95 grievances. Now, that's kind of an odd number, isn't it? 95 grievances? Why in the world would we come up with 95 grievances? We must be inspired. That's the only thing I can tell you. It's the only thing I can tell you. Anyway, so that grievance is going to be rolled out today. It's a very interesting one. It is up on the website, and you can actually go to newcaliforniastate.com and up in the menu bar, go to where it says, what does it say? It says about New California, and it says news. Actually, it says grievances. You can go to grievance on the menu bar there, the pull down, and that gets you to grievance 18. And you can read it, you can peruse it for yourself as we go through the show here today. Okay, the tidal wave that's coming your way, and my way, and everybody else's way in the nation. This has been something that has been long anticipated. And finally, you know, we've been saying, I know, I have been roundly lambasted. I've been ripped from stem to stern, keel hauled. God, you know what keel hauling, what that was all about? My God, man. These guys, keel hauling, if you ever look it up, and now listen, I'm not a mariner. I'm not even a sub-mariner. I'm a terrestrial. But, you know, I like going out on ships and stuff like that. I've been out in the open ocean and that sort of thing and spent days out there and nights and all that stuff. It's really, you know, it's really interesting nighttime activity on a small fishing boat. And the people who get seasick, oh, my God. I see, for whatever reason, knock on wood, I don't get seasick. No. The only time I got remotely nauseated was when I took some seasick medicine. Everybody said, oh, you're going to be out on the boat, take this. Okay, so it's kind of like kids, you know, going on a bus. I got sick on the bus. I said, this is going to be difficult. But I just don't get seasick. It's part of my nature. But, you know, I used to go out all the time as a biologist, go out all the time on these expeditions to count and chart and all this sort of good stuff with the California gray whale. I was a wacko environmentalist back in the day. I was a member. I was a staunch, ardent member of Greenpeace. I was a member of the Cetacean Society and some other, you know, other assorted sundry groups back in the 70s. Because in the 70s, as a biology teacher, my God, I had to be a wacko environmentalist of the mold of Jerry Brown. Now listen, I got to tell you, when Jerry Brown was elected governor, oh God, perish that thought. I almost said president. When he was elected governor in 1976, I was teaching biological sciences. And after about 3 or 4 months of his reign of terror, of course, I'd never voted for him, I thought to myself, this guy's an environmentalist? I'm in the wrong business. And, you know, he was touting Greenpeace. He was doing all. And I said to myself, you know, I can't do that. So we started, it kind of interesting. We flipped the script on environmentalism back then. And it was the entire staff of our school, the science staff anyway. There was about 14 teachers. That's a lot of teachers for science staff. And we just said this stuff's wacko. Now, the Cetacean Society and some of these other things, they were going along well. And Greenpeace, in the original days, was a worthy cause. But by 76, 78, 79, man, we said there's propaganda going on here. Communism through environmentalism, we thought. So we discontinued Greenpeace back then and pretty much hung it up, except for the Cetacean Society. So we were always going out whale watching 4 times per year during the year. We'd go out and whale watch and count whales. And it was kind of interesting because we actually did see the populations of gray whales start to increase over, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15 years. You're going out, always out there with these kids. Some of these kids would just get so sick. I mean, just get out beyond the breakwater. Wow! And everything was flash and dazzle at that point. And, you know, it's kind of interesting, these boats. We go out on wooden-hulled boats because the wooden-hulled boats, you get a lot closer to the... because, you know... whales use echolocation, kind of like sonar, right? So when they ping off a steel hull boat, man, does it come back at them, right? So they just don't. But a wooden hull boat absorbs their sonar. And so as a result, you can get a lot closer. Boy, we would get up close. But this is the thing about seasickness. These kids, you'd have 150, 200 kids on a boat, right? A wooden hull boat. And, you know, you start to go back through the breakwater, and, you know, everybody's, the crew's out there washing off the side of the boat. They had these big, huge hoses because everybody throws up, you know. Anyway, but, you know, they were always a lot of fun to go out, especially one time we got out in a steel hull boat. I'll never forget this, left San Pedro. And it was one of these big excursion things. It went from Pedro to Catalina normally. And there must have been 200 people on this, and they were all elementary kids. Except for my kids. I had about 100 biology kids. My students were high school age, and then you had all these other, you know, young kids. And, oh, man, were they all sick. They were all sick. I'm just ruminating here about all these people, all these wacko crazies and all this stuff and with the environmentalists. And, you know, now we've got a bigger tidal wave that's come ashore, though, and this tidal wave actually has its genesis back even as early as the 70s, believe it or not, in which now Donald Trump, as president of the United States, is really truly draining a swamp, and it is a big story. It's a tidal wave, and we've been warning you about it. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the particulars and what to look for as we now start to expose the deep state. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you toss and turn all night, can't sleep because your spouse is snoring, or wake up with neck pain or a headache? If you're not getting the sleep you need, now you can with MyPillow.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and I had all these problems too. I tried every pillow out there and nothing worked, so I invented MyPillow. My patented fill does something no other pillow can do. MyPillow lets you adjust it to your exact individual needs regardless of sleep position and stays that way all night long so you get the best sleep of your life.
Before MyPillow, I had difficulty sleeping through the night. Now with MyPillow, I have a good night's sleep every night.
I tried a couple other more expensive pillows that were the foam pillows or memory foam, and it just didn't really work. As soon as I tried the MyPillow, it worked out great.
Other pillows go flat, causing you to fold them over or use your arm for support, which can cause pain. Hard foam pillows can raise your head too high, making you very uncomfortable. But the revolutionary MyPillow has patented fill that won't go flat and keeps your neck supported and aligned to your exact individual need. MyPillow helps you get and stay in deep sleep all night long.
Call now or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code
AGENDA
to save over 50% on one of my best offers ever. I invented MyPillow because I believe everyone should get a great night's sleep. I do all of my own manufacturing in my home state of Minnesota, and every part of MyPillow is made in the USA. It's machine washable and dryable, and it comes with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a full 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
Call now or go to MyPillow.com. Use this promo code
AGENDA,
and Mike will give you one of his best offers ever. Save over 50% on a four-pack with two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. That's right. Save over 50%. MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. Use the promo code AGENDA. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yesterday we had Scott Adams on the show. We also had Chris Street on the show, and it was a very, very telling radio program, to say the least. But, of course, the whole theme about what was going on with Scott Adams in the whole first hour was dedicated to what in the world is going on now with all this information that's coming forward from the deep state, basically. And we have been saying to you, and we have been standing steadfast behind the President of the United States. And also, listen, I hate to tell you guys all this. We've been standing steadfast behind Jeff Sessions. And I know, listen, I know, I've gotten grieved. I've gotten all kinds of grievance from all kinds of people who said, you can't do that. Jeff Sessions, you need to fire Jeff Sessions, fire Jeff Sessions. Nothing's happening. I said, you know, so, see, I'm venting. I'm absolutely venting right now for your benefit. No, and mine. No, I love you guys as listeners, but come on. Every once in a while, I got to vent. Sometimes the hostile looks on people's faces as I stand there, yeah, I support Jeff Sessions. It's kind of like, he's not doing anything. And I said, well, you know, he's doing a lot. You know, my line for that was, and it always is, by the way, the best leadership is the leadership you don't see. Which says something about Donald Trump, actually. Because he's got a combination of both. Leadership that is seen and not seen. And in a place like in his position as president, he is the visual. He is that seen leadership, right? However, he knows how to stack the deck of leadership. He understands the concept of unseen leadership. That's the best leadership. You don't even know what's happening. Things just function. No one runs around taking credit for it. They're just doing their job. People are doing their job. And that's what Donald Trump has been able to assemble around him. Finally, and I've been telling you guys, everybody, God, I'll never forget people day two of the Trump presidency. Why isn't this done? Why didn't they fire him? He needs to be fired, blah, blah, blah. I've been like going, God, it's day two? It's not even the first month, not even the first, and people are demanding, you know, because we get the media, and we understand, now, especially my listeners, you get, because you get information that comes out well weeks before everything else. By the way, school shooting situation. Do I want to sit here and say for the last 20 years on the radio, at least 18 years on the radio, I've been pounding on the table about school shootings, haven't I? I mean, those of you that listened to me since 2000, why? Because my life back then, many times, was at stake. Because I was a school administrator. And I was doing active shooter training for people. I was doing all kinds of training things, specialized stuff. And I was calling for guards on campus. If you want to stop, and I just said this yesterday, if you want to stop school shootings, you can do it in a heartbeat. You can do it in a sec. You can do it in 5 minutes. And I've given out the formula for this, how people, now all of a sudden, we're understanding that some school districts have decided to put armed guards in front of every school. You know, that's a good start now, isn't it? Some school districts are rethinking this whole notion. I think our teachers need to be armed. Yep, that's right, they do. So this is all starting to happen. So I'm just telling you, we've been talking about that for years. Finally, common sense. I think the Kelly Clarkson thing yesterday was great. We don't need a moment of silence anymore. The hell with this crap about, listen, I'm not knocking first responders, but we talk about to take our minds off of a school shooting and the death of the kids. We focus on the heroes, and the heroes were the first responders. Listen, I've been a first responder. I know what that's all about. I get all that. That's not what I want to see. I want to see how we stop the guys, how we prevent these things. What are you doing? What are schools doing to investigate possible suspected people that might want to come in and kill your kids and kill you? And then, of course, there's the signage thing. Okay, there is a major publication out there, and I'm not going to say which one. A major publication that doesn't get the whole sign thing. They ran a whole bunch of stories about taking the signs down, but they never once connected the dots to a federal law passed in 1990 that put the signs up. And that law is still in place. Safe School Act 1990, go check it out, called for signage to tell everybody it's a gun-free zone. It established gun-free zones. And then, miracle of miracles, by 1993, Bill Clinton established gun-free military bases. I find that very interesting. I grew up around El Toro Marine Base and the LTA in Camp Pendleton, San Diego, as a kid growing up. And I can remember that on those bases, at all times, I saw officers always armed with a sidearm. Always. It just was second. And I don't remember any shootings on, that were killing people, except the only ones I remember, of course, the ones that since 1993 after Bill Clinton established that. And then the school shootings just started to ramp up after 1990, didn't they? And now they've just gotten totally out of control. Why? Because we put signs up that says, come and kill our kids. So anyway, this publication's out there, and they've been telling that schools need to revisit their own individual policy. They're completely erroneous in their information. I just thought I'd say that. I'm not going to name the name of the organization or the author, who I really respect, but just he's really, I put a little note into him, hasn't contacted me, and he's really because of the size of the publication, he's really, really, really misleading the public. So we will be out and about telling people that there is a new bill out that's going to take away that law, get rid of it, and it's sponsored by Rand Paul. It will repeal the 1990 law and force school districts to take those frickin' signs down. Listen, guys, this has all been part of the plan. It's all been part of the plan. And the plan is playing out right now in front of your faces with the people and the personalities of the deep state, and that is what Donald Trump is working on right now. And I want to get back to this thing about, the everybody ripping on Jeff Sessions and all that stuff. Jeff Sessions has been quietly asserting his leadership behind the scenes in an impossible situation where everybody is against him from the deep state. He's managed to pull it off and pull things off. There's indictments out there, thousands of indictments out there on people that are committing vicious and various crimes. And it's all because of Jeff Sessions. At the end of the day, when this is all over, we're going to look at Jeff Sessions and go, wow, what a fantastic job he did. So back off. Things are happening. The wave is here. And it's going to wash us completely clean. It's going to cleanse us. It'll cleanse our society. It'll cleanse our country of the demons, literally, that have been associated with our country for years. Now, I'm giving you the overall picture of things that are going to start happening. You're going to start to see more and more news reports, more and more things that are going to be coming out about these deep state actors. And yes, there will be justice. There will be justice. And we can take a lot of satisfaction in that. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. All present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Ramadan rage. Jihadists kill 41, injure 102 in first 4 days. Okay. I got to tell you, I'm sort of distracted right now from where I was going to go with this. I one of these things came across the screen. I clicked that. You know, you just didn't, before a segment, you don't do that. You just really shouldn't do that. But I did it. And this is what came up. Ramadan rage. This is from Breitbart because it was one of these things. Ramadan rage. Jihadists kill 41, injure 102 in first 4 days. Annual rap sheet for Islam's holy month commences. Okay, so apparently that's what they're doing. It is Ramadan, if you know. This is according to everybody else's little thing going on here. These are some of the headlines that I'm looking at here. France fears riots after court demands Ramadan tents taken down. 1,400 underage Dutch girls forced into sex slavery each year by migrant background men. Okay. Tucker. Russia investigation shows ruling class completely out of control. Trump campaign fundraiser promised Saudis UAE back channel access to president. Ouch. Backroom dealers called Kushner clown prince. Report, California Dems push to give illegals full health care benefits. Really? You know, it's kind of interesting, but California citizens don't have health care benefits. Full health care. Did you know that? I have a guy. I have some people. I'm going to generalize this because I don't want to hurt the guy's feelings because I know he listens to the radio show, but I'm going to use him as an example. I'm not going to mention his name. I have an individual who calls me repeatedly about New California issues because, you know, it's all about New California. And all. Excuse me. It's time for a cup of brew. Just tossed my way. And he is just raging about the fact that all these illegal... This guy is a naturalized American citizen who is a veteran, wounded veteran, I might add. And he just rages about the fact that illegal immigrants in California get priority over everything other than him. And I mean, this is, by the way, this is an open discussion with people in California. It's a replacement ideology where they're replacing California citizens with illegal foreign nationals. That's really what it is. Everybody gets it. Okay, this is just the talk of the town. In the rest of America, you just don't might get that. But anyway, okay, so the Shining, we'll come back to that whole thing. I want to get into the Russian investigation Tucker thing because that's really where I was going to go with this. Carlson, Russian investigation shows ruling class is completely out of control. See, I'm sticking to the script. None of this walking around business. Says Monday during his show opening monologue, Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson said the real lesson from the ongoing Russia investigation was that the ruling class was completely out of control. I think Tucker is onto something here. The Tucker Carlson Tonight host criticized the media for framing revelations that the Obama administration used an informant to spy on Trump's campaign as doing so for Trump's own good, as done by the Washington Post and New York Times. It's for your own good. We're spying on you. This is how the left works. It's called flipping the script. Man, when you work with gangster kids, they know how to flip the script really well. And actually, they're better at flipping the script than people like Obama. Listen, I got to tell you. Now, you know, I've had hands-on, worked for years with gangster kids and parents and things like that, or, you know, who are raising them up, and usually probation, foster, you know, that whole, I've done that. And listen, I love these kids. Say what you want about gangsters and they're vicious and all that stuff, absolutely, no question. But there's a problem, is that these kids are really, really strong intellectually. Believe it or not, they're not stupid. They're bright and intelligent kids on the whole. That's the basic kid. Now, the influencers, of course, I mean, come on. No one's going to support that. And this is why when I make this comment that I think that the gangster kids I used to work with are much smarter, much more savvy than people like a John Brennan. Or Obama. These guys are stupid. These guys are stupid people. That's why it's so easy for people like myself and other people who've been in law enforcement and working with schools and at-risk individuals to see that, obviously, Obama's a stupid man. He can't lie well. He's a liar. We know that. And we all accept it. He's a liar. He's a sociopathic, narcissistic liar. Yes. You can keep your doctor, right? Come on. When the guy goes out as president of the United States and consistently lies month after month, day in, day out, month after month, you can keep your doctor. That's called a narcissistic sociopathic liar. Okay, next issue. And we all accepted it, really. I mean, because he's president, he can lie. And he must be a liar. Donald Trump's a liar. He must be a liar. Of course, there's a problem with Trump and Obama. Trump seems to get things done the way he says he's going to do it, and he gets it done. Some people might not like the way he's doing it, but, you know, that's bidding it. That's the way things work. So, anyway, here you have Obama, who's kind of tried to flip the script on Trump and say, oh, it was for his own good. We had this investigation. Well, that's not really playing out well. That's why, you see, these guys, this whole cast of characters, you're talking about Brennan, you're talking about Mueller, you're talking about Comey, you're talking about McCabe, you're talking about all of them, right? Stork, all these people. They're bad liars, and they got caught at it. And this is what happens when you have groupthink lying. You pull one card out of the house, and all the rest of the cards come down. Now, this is a large house of cards. You got to realize this. And Trump has pulled out a substantial number of cards. Right? Anyway, so Tucker Carlson, who hosted the show, criticized the media for framing revelations that the Obama administration used an informant to spy on Trump's campaign as doing so for Trump's own good, which was done by the Washington Post and New York Times. And this is what he says is, the people who wrote this crap should be ashamed, Carlson said. It's not journalism. It's partisan cheerleading. It's also embarrassing, credulous. Just transcribe whatever spin you got from your FBI source and call it a news story. How would these idiot reporters feel if the Trump administration read their emails or tapped their cell phones? Well, turnabout's fair play. What do you think? Or sent a spy to spy on them and then claimed it as all for their own good. It's just for your own good. We're spying on you. Obviously, they would be outraged. And so would we, because we are not hacks. And well said, Tucker. Well said. He goes on and says, Obama CIA director John Brennan, by contrast, is a hack. And he is. He is. He's also a liar who has done more to embarrass and discredit the so-called intelligence community. But sort of, when you think of John Brennan now, an intelligence community, that's really oxymoronic. Than any other single person. Brennan has been on Twitter attacking Trump and anyone else who wants to know more about the Obama administration's spying efforts in the last campaign, as if Americans don't have a right to know when the government was spying on them and why. Our ruling class is completely out of control. That is the real lesson of this Russian nonsense. Well said, Tucker. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Going to bring you up to date a little bit here on some of the stuff that's been happening. Report: Trump, Rosenstein, and Ray meet at White House over 2016 spying. This is some of the stuff that's floating around on Fox News and everywhere else, and this is some of the stuff that was going on yesterday. Donald Trump will meet with FBI Director Christopher Wray and Deputy Attorney General Ron Rose at the White House on Monday, which they already did, by the way. Update: after the meeting, the White House said the Justice Department Inspector General has officially been asked to expand his probe into the FBI's counterintelligence operation against Donald Trump's presidential campaign. A statement reads, based on the meeting with the president, the Department of Justice, say, now remember, he came out with a tweet on Sunday, right? A little bit of a memory chip going on here for you. He came out with this Trump tweet. And, man, he is just dominating the scene with the Trump tweets, isn't he? He's butchering these people. Anyway, so he comes out with a Trump tweet and says he demands an investigation of what happened. You know, that there were spooks, spies in his campaign. And I identified one. I think one of them. Maybe not the official variety they're talking about here. I think this is a little bit deeper than that. But I don't trust Rance Priebus. I never did. I think he was a leak. I said at the time I thought he was a leaker at the time when things were leaking. You know, that's just me. But you know, I have a whole thing behind that, a reason behind that. Anyway, so they meet Monday. And, in other words, the FBI Director, Christopher Wray, and Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, they're responsive to the president. And they're going, oh, well, we better get down there and see what he's going to do. So, what they do is they say, well, gee, Mr. President, you know, can you imagine Rosenstein saying, yeah, we did spy on you, sucker. But that's probably not the best thing to say to Donald Trump. I get that. I get that. I got to tell you. You got to laugh at this stuff now. Come on. Lighten up. Get over the anger of the deep state operators. Identify them. And then now you can have fun with their downfall. You can watch them. They're going to stumble and bumble. The cards are pulled out of the house. The house is collapsing. It's a big house. So those cards tumbling down are going to take a long time to get to the ground. And, you know, but it's that process of watching these guys, these clowns. I almost called them something dirty. I was thinking. Listen, I have mouth control. What is wrong with me today? Well, you know, it's kind of like a relief, isn't it? Really? Finally, we've kind of like, you know, broken the glass here on the deep state. And it's just, we're just oozing out relief. I am, anyway. I mean, come on, I've been doing this for years, to rap it on these people. You know, there's all this stuff. Now, see, what's going to happen? All right, now I'm going. What's going to happen with all this stuff is all these things that we were talking about for years and investigating. I mean, my God, you wouldn't believe the hours and the expense, all the things we've done to bring out the deep state stuff at the time, the topical information at the time, and expose it. And be laughed at, be ridiculed by the left. Oh, yeah. Listen, I have such pretty thick skin now. It doesn't matter. Because, you know, when you know you're speaking the truth, it's not an issue. And when you've done your homework, it's not. And by the way, I really, these people that trot around and pretend to be reporters like in the mainstream media, come on. What a bunch of dorks. I mean, really? You know, classic example of watching these mainstream media guys. There was a shooting incident here in town. I was asked to go cover it. And I've told this story before. It was at a Sporting Goods and everything. And there's a shooting incident. There's a hostage situation going on with a bunch of hostages in the back. And the shooter was out there. And they brought everybody in. It was very dramatic and all that good stuff. Well, you know, so I got my credentials around my neck and everything. And I'm walking around. And I'm walking up to people and finding out who was in the store at the time when this thing happened. So I get to talk to a bunch of people. And, you know, I've got the whole thing down. Within 5-10 minutes, I've got the whole story down. I've talked to about 6 or 7 people, and people gaggled around me, and I was taking the information. And so all of a sudden, oh, the mainstream media shows up. Yep, ABC, NBC, CBS, blah, blah, blah. And Fox News. So when Fox News showed up, the reporters at Fox News saw me gathering on people doing this, that, and the other. And so the Fox News reporters, they walked up to me and said, well, you know, hey, Paul. And they said, what's going on? And so we talked professionally, candidly, about what was going on. And you know what? The other people, they sat back on the sidewalk with their cameras rolling, and they're looking around, the reporters. They did nothing. And what did they do? They waited for the press conference by the police department. That was it for them. That's how they got their news. We got the complete detail, and so did the Fox News reporters. She dug, and it was a good thing. But that's the typical mainstream media. So, you know, when we go after stories, we go after them. We did the research. We did all that homework, and for years, we were ridiculed. Now that's all over. So now what's going to happen, this is my point, there's going to be a drudging up. I know, drudge. There's going to be a dredging up of information that's going to start making sense to you in this environment with the deep state that was going on 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. And one of the things that's going to pop out is the social security number of Barack Hussein Obama and the connection, shall I say it, the connection to Newtown, Connecticut. Sandy Hook, anyone? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra.
Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Med is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Man, these guys are in trouble. Those deep state actors, they are in trouble. No more acting. Or their act is just, it's just falling flat. What is it they're getting? They're going to be pulled off. Remember that big old, if they didn't like the talent on the act on stage, they'd yank you off with a big cane pole. You know, that's what's going on right now. The deep state is falling. And this is so significant. This is perhaps one of the major turning points in our nation's history. It really is. I mean, the level and the amount, the magnitude, the size and scale and scope is of course going to affect everything worldwide in terms of criminality. The deep state is thrashing around. They are desperate. And they're going to get more desperate. And I hope and pray that, and I pray for all of us, that something really stupid doesn't happen. But there's a progression going on here. There is a process in place. And just like there's a process for New California, there's a process for the resurgence of lawful behavior, constitutional behavior in this country, which is what we're founded on, right? We're a nation of laws. Anyway, no more lawlessness. We've had it with lawlessness. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Over 1 million views already since January. Wow. A lot of people wanting to know about New California. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.